Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 48 and a half weeks since we found Josie had rectal cancer, and I asked myself, what do I know? Yeah, what do I know? That's how I say it at times. What do I know? Who am I to record a message to share with you? What do I know? And I'll tell you very honestly, I don't know. It's not me, but I do know the one who knows. And that's why I'm being called to share with you. It's not about me. It's about the message. And I'm just called to deliver that. So what's the message? Sometimes I pray each morning and I read and I just stay quiet and I take these notes and and then I'm thinking, I need to organize the notes and prepare this into some type of coherent presentation. And yet it's when those are kind of thrown away and God just dwells and pushes forth that which is laid on my heart, just trying to get out of the way for you, because I know what I know, because I know the one who knows. Amen? That's it. In this message this week, I just pray. I pray right now that you hear what God has for you in it. Amen. I was made aware of a couple things this week. And on one morning, I saw the fog. Oh, we live along the river, and it was so dense. And I remember being down there in that fog. And when you're in it, you can see. Well, you think you can see. And then when you move up, you're like, oh, I wasn't seeing clearly. I was in the fog. I think sometimes we're in that, and God just wants us to see clearly. And by moving toward our Lord, we move from the fog and we move into the light. In the darkness or the fog, it's a vulnerable time that we all go through. Scary times. And I think there's nothing more scary to me than being in the dark and needing help. I remember going to the emergency room and it was dark. Remember, I had the colonoscopy and got the fever and everything. And I just remember the darkness and seeking help and how different it feels in the light. I pray for each of you to move from the darkness where you need help into the light of seeing your help. Amen. I know that surrendering and being aware to surrender will be so much better. The walk will be easier because you will be carried. You will be helped. And I also realized too, and who knows, not me, but I'm just going to share with you what I feel I'm called to share. And that was, as you play a part in what God has for you in this life, as you play a part in someone else's life, there's something about being given empathy, and you get this beautiful gift of empathy, of caring for another, but not in a controlling way, not by trying to project your emotions and your thoughts onto them, but by allowing their emotions, their thoughts to come into you, and allowing God to use you to flow then back into them. It's just so different when you are given the gift of empathy. And sometimes that gift comes with a real struggle, with a real storm. And when you are waiting to know what you don't know, I want you to remember what you do know. That you know the one who does, and the one who loves you so, so deeply, so unconditionally, so very much, that he gave his son to have a way to be there for you. So someone said to me, I don't reach out for help because I know others have a lot on their plate. I had been called to go and just sit with this person, and they hadn't told me they needed help, but God had sent me to sit and to listen with them. And I remember hearing that. I don't reach out because others have a lot on their plate. And what I said back, I knew wasn't from me. I knew it. It's not a words I even use, not the way I would say it, but the response to this person was this: you must reach out. You must reach out to the people that I give you, the believers that are in your path, because what is on their plate is the fruit of the Spirit, and you need to share in that meal with them. You need to share in their meal. Amen. This person wasn't reaching out because they had too much on their plate. What was on their plate was meant to be shared, meant to be eaten together, whether it's a burden to be lifted, to be shared, to be divided so that they can feel lighter. The plate that's too much on it is exactly why you should call them and share what you need. With thanksgiving, we are to place our petitions before God with this knowledge that you don't have to worry about what someone else has on their plate, because it might be exactly what you need to eat, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. They then replied, after I believe that did hit them, but you know, people are just trying to get by. Again, the response back to them, not of me, was that by not calling them, you do a disservice to the service that God has for them. You leave them in a place of just trying to get by when I am lifting them to be a help to you and thus helping them by lifting them. Amen? So I find myself being more bold because I'm not in charge. I'm bold because I don't have to come up with the answers. I don't need to. I just need to be present, to be in God's word, to listen, to sit. Amen. When God calls and you answer, the light will shine. And they will know. They will know that the Lord is there. The Lord is near. Two times this week, the one that I just told you about, where I knew it wasn't me because this person who I sat with had texted me just a general question about something not important at all, and I had been busy and hadn't even answered them. But when God gave me the message to share and the call, I was calling that person morning, noon, and night for 3 or 4 days. We missed each other. But until I could be there as I was being called, I didn't feel I had fulfilled the purpose that God had for me. Being bold, being aware, turning on the light so that they can be lifted from the fog lifts you as well. Amen. One other story here was I called a financial place, and I Talked to a lady there that I know, but you know, we don't hang out, we don't know each other. And she just asked me very kindly, how's the family? When I was done speaking, and I don't remember what I said, she said, I'm crying. Tears of joy are streaming down my face. I was just offering the truth of what God was doing in our lives. Amen. I was sharing. I was testifying. This final note to you is that when Josie was first diagnosed, there was a night in church. A friend had asked her to go. This was following a biopsy that they were testing her lung to see if the rectal cancer was there as well. She had had a nodule in her lung from before, but it had grown. They were testing it. It was a very difficult time of waiting, not knowing what you did not know. And she went to church. She went to a night of adoration where she just sat in the pew and she was just quiet and listening and sitting with Christ and asking what she answers about herself and her situation. But what was revealed to her was about others. That Josie was told that by her going through what she was going through, part of her purpose, a real truth, was that she would have empathy for others, that she would understand when they're going through something. She would be a person that God had filled that would be able to be a tool, be a help, be called. She went asking about herself. She left knowing what she knew about others. Amen. Are you aware? Is there fog? Will you answer? Will you move? I want to read this one section in the Bible. It's Luke 10, 25 through 37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins. He gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Amen. Let's pray right now together. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray to you and I give you all the glory and all the thanks and all the praise with everything that we are this day and forevermore. It is because of you. It is through you. It is through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I can come to you, that we can pray together, that the hand that needs help can touch the hand of the helper because of you. Those hands can touch and be held together. The helper will help. The one who is called to have help will receive it. There is no gift without a giver and a receiver. Lord, may we come together as you have called us and help one another, not cross the street and go on by, but help the one in need. And may the one in need be made aware that the help comes from you and that they reach out to those that you send to them. Lord, I know that I am being sent to these people today that are in real need, that are so scared of not knowing what they don't know yet. But Lord, what they do know, what you want me to tell them to know, is that you're there and you love them and you're their help, and they will not go through this alone, but with you they will be steadied, be strengthened, go from shaky and scared to filled and whole, go from darkness to light, go from frail to empowered, go from needy to full. Lord, we pray together. And we love you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We love you. Amen.